Greetings, everybody. I'm James Gillen, the host of eSETI Stargate and BBS News Network. We're all over the place. We're on X, Rumble, YouTube, everywhere. So pass this on. This is going to be a great show, and it's a show that really needs to get out there because there's a lot of pertinent information coming in. And first, I want to go over the news. It looks like the sun is not showing any signs of calming down. In fact, it's just the opposite, with massive corona holes firing CMEs and X-class flares and triggering severe weather, earthquake, and volcanic activity globally. The Antarctic just had two simultaneous 6-point quakes. So that could be anything. You know, there could be some major underground bases being cleared out or something else. Who knows? But major volcanoes are going off under the ocean with new land masses forming. Parts of California are breaking up, and the Ring of Fire is active. And it's looking like we're moving through what was warned about in the Sumerian tablets. So we just did a show about that with more to come. And I'm not holding my breath concerning the peace deal in Iran or Ukraine. They're still blowing things up over there. And when you have radical religious fanatics on both sides in control, believing they are the chosen ones by God to do as they wish, including genociding non-believers, there'll never be peace. I mean, this is a... like Mother Mary said, you know, peace will only come through the hearts and minds of the people, not through governments and so institutions, basically. So anyway, the Russians are uncovering major underground adrenochrome biolab, you know, their bioweapon labs, basically child and sex trafficking facilities over there. And a lot of it are tied to high level people in D.C. I won't mention the Bidens, but I will say this. The White Hats have it all, and all the kickbacks, the bribes, the scams, the USAID fraud, the massive diversion of funds into Act Blue, the Democratic Party, which is now broke. You know, they're operating in the negative. And with the election tampering exposed on a massive scale, it's not looking good for most politicians, Democrats and rhinos. So expect a hammer to drop soon. The deep state is finished. Maduro provided all they needed in 2020 concerning the rigged voting machines and bribes, and you know, the rest was all theater. So that's all I'm gonna say on that. I must say I'm rather enjoying the boomerang effect, you know, karma happening with the posers and shills and the UFO, UAP, even folks in the whale and dolphin community. You know, those 6+ quakes at ground zero in Hawaii deliver a powerful message, not to mention the storm damages. You know, the karma for con artists spreading meritless gossip and rumors is coming back to haunt them. So it's odd how some places are protected while others are taking a beating. Nothing was damaged at eSETI Hawaii or farm during the quake or the storms, go figure. You know, I recently got a lot of feedback for making the statement, if you're okay with what happened to David Wilcox, you're not okay. And so if you double down, it did not show any remorse for the consequences of your words and actions, you're severely morally and integrity challenged. End of story. The doxing, the competition, the jealousy, the backstabbing, the spreading of meritless gossip and rumors really needs to stop. Those who participate in these activities need to come clean, do some deep soul searching. You know, they're not fit to lead or educate anyone. And, we need to call this out. Basically, they're oblivious to universal law and the basics of karma and what it means just to be a decent human being. So anyway, all ill-gotten gain, especially through deception or at the expense of others, will be lost, including the fame they sought at others' expenses. When they're exposed, their fame is going to go down the toilet, I guarantee you. So they're on a downward spiral, you know, on an unsustainable path. They're not frequency specific to where everything is going. The actions of these lost ones clearly define their character, destroying any claim of professed enlightenment. This is exactly why disclosure is a 70-plus year fail. The spiritually and technological advance off-worlders will have nothing to do with the controlled narrative that wars on the authentic or the morally and integrity challenge. They're not going to have anything to do with that. There's no space for them to appear and come in and hang out, basically. So what is humorous is, if not so sad, is those accusing others of being pedophiles are in many cases pedophiles. The rapists are accusing others of rape. The womanizers are accusing others of womanizing. The morally and integrity challenged are attacking the morality and integrity of others. And those practicing black magic also accuse us of sorcery because their spells against us didn't work. There's other ways of protecting against that and clearing these energies out. So anyway, the majority are projecting on others their own iniquities, basically. So especially those that mirror back, their lack of authenticity and expose them for their true motives, which is basically fame and profit. Some people are just weary of an old story told over and over, the same questions going unanswered. And unfortunately, there will always be the gullible and the dependent to prey upon, looking externally for what is already within them. I want to share a pattern while on topic. There are well-known people in the UFO, UAP, now even the dolphin and whale community that have come to us after having a major meltdown, repeat negative experiences, asking for healing and guidance. They're told what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. Many have elaborate stories that exalt them above others, living delusional lives as super soldiers, master teachers, off-world queens, kings, masters, etc. When they find out their story is not accurate, their chip is not from on high, the beings they channel are not who they think they are, when the information they share as channeled was stolen from others, some using our newsletters verbatim, as their channeled messages, their facade comes crashing down and they're offered the opportunity to heal, learn about other beneficial lives, shift gears into a more integrous, productive direction. They find themselves at a crossroad. They have two choices. One, either buck up, be brutally honest with oneself and heal, actually become enlightened and help others to avoid the same trap. Or two, attack the messenger, the authentic, those that know, those that can see behind the mask, the delusions, and the facades. And that, my friends, is the origin of the meritless gossip and rumors concerning East Eddie. These people are very sick people, and they need to be called out. So, anyway, we are a threat to the posers, the shills, the con artists, and the delusional. We're also a threat to the controlled narrative. That after 70 plus years, all they have is a fuzzy tic-tac, old stories and the same unanswered questions. They cannot attack the 40 plus years of evidence, the photos, videos, eyewitnesses, and fully documented contact, the validation by remote viewers, triple PhD Boeing engineers, Skunk Works, Air Force Base commanders, professional people from all walks of life. The fact that masters are appearing at East Eddie, experience and photographs by elders and visitors around the world, or the spontaneous healings that happen on a regular basis, so they have to generate the meritless gossip and rumors to deflect from their own misgivings and the lack of authenticity. So my question is, why would anybody serving the light, seeking the truth, try to take down East Eddie, a fully documented place masters and benevolent ETs have been appearing for over 40 plus years? One would think these highly evolved beings would be a good judge of character. Do these people want disclosure, or are they caught up in their own self-serving importance, jealousy and arrogance? Are the attacks to distract and cover for their own failure to provide any verifiable proof to their claims? Why else would they have to go after our character with meritless gossip and rumors, a miserable attempt to deflect from their own behavior, extremely lacking in morality and integrity? So this goes all the way to the top with leaders in the UFO, UAP community, conference organizers, TV and film documentaries, all participating in the controlled narrative, the censorship of anyone authentic. And it's the majority of who's who in the UFO community. And they've all been to the ranch. They've witnessed the UFO, UAPs yet go silent in fear of losing their status or spots in upcoming conferences, films, and documentaries. I was told if I allowed Corey Good or David to speak at one of our conferences after a falling out with certain unnamed organization, my career was over. And what kind of organizations or people make threats like these? Is this the caliber of people you want to work with? And then they go on to lie, deceive, make wild, unfounded accusations, and it's totally insane. I've never seen anything like it. I have two farms to maintain, gardens to put in and tend, livestock, workshops, counseling, newsletters, and books to write. What little free time I have is usually spent alone in nature. I am not gay. I'm not a womanizer. You can't be both. I have supported the divine feminine all my life, mainly due to the fact, without, a mother, I would not be here. And being healed by Mother Mary at the age of 5, where I was dying in the hospital. I think it'd be ignorant not to support the divine feminine because I wouldn't be here either way. Anyway, I don't run a Russian bestiality ring. I don't have a harem of abused young women, and I don't practice sorcery. If anything, I'm a hardworking farmer who, after 2 NDEs, left the door open to higher dimensions, studied with elders around the world for over 40 years, using the spiritual gifts and knowledge gained in service to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. Despite the meritless, unfounded rumors by those projecting what they themselves are doing or jealous, because, we are what they profess to be, yet not have not yet risen to the occasion. So these same folks have been attacking David Wilcox, Corey Good, and myself in a game of one-upmanship. Some have doubled down despite what happened to David, for some reason thinking it'll increase their fan base. Others want you to forget about David so they can move on and continue in their nefarious activity. This is the caliber of people we are dealing with. Anyone okay with what was done to David is lacking all empathy, morals, and common decency. I'm sorry, I'm not okay with that. And this has to stop. Some de-escalation and major apologies need to come forward. We need to hold those accountable for the malicious attacks on not just David, anyone else who is authentic in addressing why disclosure has failed. The elephant in the room nobody wants to talk about. If the community is not cleaned up, there's no reason for spiritually and technologically advanced ETs to make contact. There's every reason for other nasty entities, seen and unseen, to enter the community. And believe me, they have, and it is epidemic all the way to the top. So I don't need to name names. You all know who these corporations and people are. I just hope others figure it out and not get conned or caught up in what has always been a controlled narrative. It's devolved into basically a reptilian F-fest, basically. In memory of David, rise to the occasion, apply the law of one or universal law, don't participate in the deception, and hold those accountable for capitalizing at the expense of others. The competition, the backstabbing, the jealousy, the spreading of unfounded rumors and gossip. And most important, do not support the con artists and posers. It only adds to their karma. Ufology has become a multi-billion-dollar entertainment industry, and real disclosure is bad for business. The core reason for the censorship and ad hominem attacks by those controlling the narrative. It's also a threat to their more morally and integrity impaired minions with ulterior motives, the ones behind the trolling, doxing, and character assassinations. We've already answered the unanswered questions the entertainment industry is still asking. As far back as the 80s, which has made certain TV documentary producers and agencies, those controlling the narrative, very unhappy. The masters and the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are appearing now more than ever at SETI, where contact has been ongoing since the 80s. So when you're done with the disempowering nonsense and the distractions, when you're serious about enlightenment and contact, and if you want to experience the highest frequency teachings and beings, a life-changing event, come to SETI. Don't settle for less or get caught up in the entertainment, always leaving the questions unanswered, perpetuating the suspense, leaving you dumber and poorer for the experience. Maybe what's needed is, for contact is a disposer movement, not a disclosure movement, followed by real disclosure, So, all right, it's time for a new topic. Everyone, take a breath, smile, focus on the heart, and practice a little loving detachment here. I know that was a heavy, but it needed to be done. I said we'd start bringing on more guests too. The two guests for this show are brilliant when it comes to frequency healing, new technologies, and the everyday challenges to stay healthy in a toxic world. I've had several treatments myself that were nothing short of miraculous, so let's bring them on. So, Gail and Rebecca, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hi. Hi, Gail.
Hey,
Hi,
Rebecca.
James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I can't, both both of you have done treatments with me and just with miraculous events. And I know we're probably not supposed to say the healing word on the air, so I won't. But it's just amazing how much we're being bombarded with on every level, on frequencies, on, the chemtrails, the you name it, the toxic food and everything. And so I mean, you guys are a total blessing in that area as far as helping people, and I really wanted to promote your work. I'll let whoever, I guess, Gail's up first because she's on the monitor, but maybe you can tell a little bit about yourself and what you do. I know you have a long resume and background, but talk a little bit about the technology as well.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on this morning and or today, I should say. And gosh, I became a nurse when I was very young, at the age of 21, and went on, was enamored with the whole idea of healing. Went on to get all the degrees that I could because I felt that's what you should do. I've learned some things since then, but anyway. So I do hold a master's in nursing. I'm a nurse practitioner. I am retired now. I'm not doing that anymore. But probably about 2007, I stumbled over the work of a person named Donna Eden, who is a clairvoyant and an amazing healer in her own right. They had a workshop in Seattle. I went to it. I was completely changed, and I was introduced to the world of frequency. And so there's I went on to get trained and certified in everything that that program had to offer. I also obtained a doctorate of theology in integrative and pastoral health through Holos University, which was started by Norm Shealy, head of the American Holistic Medical Association, and learned some amazing things such as remote viewing and other things. It was a super fun program. But I realized that as I was in the world of healthcare, American healthcare does an amazing job at fixing emergencies. We excel at that. And both my husband and I have been recipients of emergency care. So I will say that it is top-notch. But where we are not measuring up at all is in chronic disease. And chronic disease is on the rise for a lot of the things you just mentioned. And I think the important thing is when I realized what I could do just with the knowledge, both my hands and also the knowledge of what frequency healing or balancing is, it just opened up these really amazing doors to me. So I went on to get trained in something called the BioWell camera, which is a device that has been used purportedly on the space station. And this is a camera that was developed by a Russian scientist, Dr. Konstantin Korotkov, gosh, 30 years or so ago. It is a device that's it's a little box about so big, and you put one finger in the little aperture at a time. There's a glass plate at an angle. It's a dielectric plate. Shoots a millivolt of electricity through when I hit the scan button, and we take pictures of each of the 10 finger tips. And the reason is we are beings of light. So, you hear this and it sounds all warm and fuzzy. The reality is it's very true. Okay. We
Yeah.
are absorbing and giving off light and frequencies and various gases and that kind of thing, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, that kind of thing. So what happens is when you hit the scan button, it sets up this scatter pattern, and then the computer in the camera reads it. So then what do we get? We're measuring the human energy field, the biofield. And the biofield has been measured in somebody who's got a healthy system out to the fingertips. So you can say, roughly 12 feet. There are some things in physics that I'm not going to go into right now, but it'll be part of the workshop because it's really fun to understand why things are doing what they're doing. But just suffice it to say that we get a readout on this camera of the whole biofield We get to see the integrity of the aura, for example. It's measured in joules, J-O-U-L-E-S, which is a well-accepted term in science. We measure the energy in the meridians, and we are looking for under and over, because again, we're about bringing balance. We can measure the chakras, same things. Are they aligned? What is the amount of joules in each one of them? And that we can learn a lot about what's going on with the person's health. And if it's okay to say, James, you had one of the highest energies that I've measured with that camera.
Oh, thank you.
And I've done a lot of measurements. So anyway, I do offer that, and we will have that available up at the workshop as well. The other device that I got introduced to is something called the Pearl, and this stands for photon emission resonant light. It is using the R frequencies, known as Rife, frequencies that are very real. You can go online. There are books written about it. This is an area that I'm going to let Rebecca expand on, because that's a big area for her expertise. And this machine will just take these Rife frequencies and project them. You can either use electrodes and work directly on a person, or you can use there's the argon gas tube that emits these frequencies out into a room. And what they say that it'll go at least 30 feet. But I will tell you that I do a lot of remote healing work, and I've used it in, I live in Bend, Oregon. My sister, for example, I work on her periodically, and she's felt the effects in San Diego. So you know, there's I'm a science geek, and so it's fun to me to kind of figure out and pull in the research that we have that various people have done, but also just to put in your own experiences and then pull in the downloads from spirit as well. And so anyway, I'd like to go ahead and turn this over to Rebecca, and so she can expand on what she does too, because she's amazing.
All right. Welcome to the show, Rebecca. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your background and what and the
sure. Yeah. Very much like Gail, I started out young in the medical community. I was a physical therapist for 30 years, practicing pediatrics mostly. And I was early on in New York. That's where I worked, and they have least restrictive environment for kids to receive services, kids with disabilities. So I was often going into homes and daycare centers and schools like that. And, you know, one thing I'll say is I started out in the early 90s. And what I noticed by the late 90s was that a large majority of my caseload of kids that I was working with went from a wide variety of disabilities to autism. And I questioned that and just observed and questioned. And once I went out and started going into homes and I was interacting with the caretaker, usually the mom, one-on-one, mm-hmm. I noticed a repeating pattern of the child was developing normally, starting to walk, starting to talk, you know, meeting all the developmental milestones. And there was an episode in which things changed and turned around. And in many cases, it was following a well visit where the child received multiple injections. And, you know, I know I have to be careful what I say, but it's kind of ridiculous that 30 years later, I still have to be careful about what I say. And I feel very much like you, James, what you talked about, where there's just so much bashing going on of people that have decided to go in a different direction having to do with their health. And a lot of it is that, you know, we've been outsourcing, we've been, you know, trusting an outward source for our health and well-being instead of looking within and noticing what makes us feel better and, you know, what makes us feel worse. So anyway, just gonna say that, I observed this kind of nature of disability happening in children. And in 2005, I was pregnant with my first child. And at the same time, Bobby Kennedy came out with an article in Rolling Stone magazine exposing the CDC's cover-up of vaccine harm. And I just made that decision that day after reading through that article that I was going to take a different path with my children. And I can tell you, I have no regrets. They're so healthy. They've never had allergies. They've never had ear infections. They've never been on antibiotics. I mean, it was my own little study, you know? And I know there's been studies since, most that have been shut down. I know a doctor that was studying children with vaccines versus children who hadn't received vaccines, and the state took his license away. So, this is where we're at, and it's really unfortunate that we can't be more authentic in what's really right in front of us to see.
Yeah, I wanted to ask the I know when you did a session with me, some strange stuff came up. I know a lot of stuff in the chemtrails, like bioweapons and
Absolutely, absolutely.
weird, and it's affecting everybody. I know if it's affecting me, it's affecting everybody else. And I've had this done before. And a while back, I had somebody scan me and go through and did a blood test and all that stuff, and they go, you have almost every bioweapon in your body that's been created. And they're surprised I was still walking. And there are people that are doing everything they can to depopulate and take us out. And we have to come to terms with that, but luckily I had, the universe provided people like Gail and you and other people before that had the right stuff, to take this stuff and get rid of it. But and I trust that. I trust the universe will provide. You pray and you look for the openings, the doors that open, and the people, and the universe will bring those to you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how I found Rife. I
Yeah.
just when 2020 happened, I was like, this is the anti-vax movement, on a massive scale. And I just at that point wanted nothing more to do with the medical community. And I retired from physical therapy and basically became a chicken rancher.
Yeah.
And but people were getting sick and really sick, and I just my nature is to want to help, and I came across Rife technology. It was fascinating to me. I saw people improve immediately after having a session, and I just wanted to go deeper into that, and that's really how I found it. And I wound up purchasing an F scan, which is technology comes from Switzerland. You can't buy one in the United States, but you can order it from Switzerland, and takes about 2 weeks to come. And it's pretty intricate. There's definitely a learning curve to it, and that's where I feel called right now to teach people how to use this machine, because in going forward, I think more and more people are going to realize that they're not going to heal by outsourcing, by going to the doctor, by taking another prescription, by having another surgery, and more people are going to want to find better ways to heal themselves. So if I can help them learn how to use a machine like this, I'll just put it on the screen to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different Rife tech technology machines out right now, and it could be a little confusing which one to get. But the other day it was pretty funny. I was watching, there's somebody that does bioresonance, and he was doing a reel on social media, and talking about how he ran into another guy who had a different frequency machine, and they were sort of like competing with each other. You know, the one guy was like, "Well, my
Yeah.
machine does 1,000 frequencies," and the other guy was like, "Well, mine only does 50, but I can do a remote." And I was like, I wanted to get in on it and be like, "Well, mine does over 200,000 frequencies." So, and basically, that's, you know, I feel about the F scan is that it really is the best because of the broad range of frequencies. And when I'm talking about frequencies, I'm talking about measurements in hertz of different pathogens that are within us, within our bodies. You know, I know a great doctor would describe it, one that I knew know. Would describe it as we're viraling all the time. It's not this big bad virus coming to get us. Yes, we are exposed to a lot of toxins from the outside. And what those toxins do is they weigh down our detoxification pathways, our skin, our liver, our kidneys. We're all getting hammered because of the toxins in the air and the food and the water. And James, you were talking about the chemtrails. Well,
Yeah.
you know, when I was up at the ranch, I mean, the sky was just blanketed.
Yeah.
And literally everybody there who I scanned was showing up with this particular pathogen that if it's called melioidosis. So if you look it up, you Google it, it's written right on the CDC website that it is a bioterrorism, you know, basically a man-made pathogen and
Yeah, bioweapon,
bioweapon. It
yeah.
made it right there on the CDC website. So this is not conspiracy. This is something that we're all dealing with, and people are feeling it. They're feeling tired. They're feeling brain fog. So anyway, the basics of Rife technology is that it specific frequencies with the same frequency, and it's kind of like an opera singer hitting a note. If the note resonates with a glass or a mirror, that glass will shatter. So we're doing the same thing. We're sending frequency to shatter pathogens, but also really important is opening up the detoxification pathways. And so teaching people about herbs and homeopathics and things that natural things that they can support their body's natural detoxification, and then you know, knock some of the stuff out so
Yeah.
people feel better and be able to think.
Yeah, talk about brain fog. I mean, I was really had bad brain fog, and I know people probably saw it on the show, but I was trying to, people I know really well, like, Billy Carson and things like that, and I just could not bring his name forward. And then people were talking about Alex Jones, and I could not, it was gone, and I could not bring it back. And those are just some examples. A lot of other things too, like leaving everything. I still leave stuff now and then, can't find it. But that's probably because of the solar flares and all the other stuff going on. I couldn't believe how all of a sudden all those things that I was trying to remember just went bam, 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 and they just popped right there, like instantly. And there was no trying, no. And I go, wow, this is amazing. And it was due to some of these pathogens and molds, basically. A lot of,
Yep,
well, I was
a lot of
exposed to a
mold.
lot of black mold, and I think that was a lot of the problem. But I couldn't believe how fast the brain fog just disappeared, and all of a sudden these names and everything was memories were just popping back in. And I'm going to tell people too, like, don't sweat the small stuff, because with all the bombardments we're getting with X-class flares and the energy and the solar storms, and you're going to get a little crazy, and you're going to lose your mind a little bit, and on the path to enlightenment, you just don't sweat the small stuff, anymore. It's not important. And so it's really okay. I know a guy with like 9 PhDs, and he can't remember my name half the time. But brilliant, brilliant scientists. But the it's interesting. But I was really shocked at how much those pathogens and the mold especially was affecting my recall and ability to pull up, names and events and things like that. It was like overnight. It was like hours after the treatment.
I mean, that's one of the side effects is you feel better right away.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take that side effect over all the ones they list on the commercials on
Oh
TV.
God, though, those commercials. They said, they have everybody in the field running and playing, and take this drug and you'll be out in the field skipping with this beautiful woman and your dog and everything else. And they have all these images. It's hilarious. And then all of a sudden they go, could cause liver failure, kidney failure, brain damage, strokes, heart attack, everything else. Consult your doctor. And I said,
And then they play the
he's the guy
music
prescribing it,
nightly.
like, wait, what the hell? Why would I take that? I'll go with the runny nose. I'm sorry. It's just
They
like,
always make it look so nice too. They're out in a field and they're playing this nice music and they're telling you that, you could die as a side effect.
yeah. They should play that intro, at the field and all this other stuff, and then. And then when they do the side effects, let's have everybody drop dead, in the pasture. That'd be more truth than
Well, yeah,
advertising.
but then they would have to be authentic, so
Yeah.
that's the problem there. And speaking of that, having to do we everything is frequency, everything is measurable in hertz, and
Yeah.
we have physical frequencies, we have emotional frequencies, and one of the lowest emotional frequencies is fear. And that's what
Yeah.
they've been using for years and years and years to get people to outsource their own power. And this has really got to stop. I mean, we all have the God-given ability to heal ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not God, but
Yeah.
we have the tools. And that's what the Rife technology is. It's another tool. And that's what we're going to cover in the workshop is. And we did have some people last year that came and learned about it, and they went and they got their own Rife machines, and now they're helping themselves and they're helping their families and they're helping their friends, and that's what it's all about. I studied a lot of Hannah Kroeger's work. She was a wonderful healer, just in Boulder, Colorado, did many different, like you, she did the healing circles, and she was an herbalist, had an herb shop and all this. And she had just a very simple motto, and I just love it. And it's help one another. That's it.
Oh,
It's so simple.
Be loving and kind.
Be loving and
She goes,
kind.
how do I become enlightened? I said, well, just try being a decent human being first. Just be
Exactly.
kind and loving, and start from there. And, your teachers will come, seen and unseen, if you make that your practice. But it is so simple that that's the problem is people just forgot the basics lately. And everybody's going batshit crazy right now with all the energy coming in and the ascension process, which is bringing everything up right now.
Well,
Well,
everything's transactional now, and
yeah.
people are lacking the faith that, if you live in service, you see a need, you fill it, it's simple, and then what you need just comes. I mean, it's really not that complicated. We
Yeah,
just
thanks for the extra chickens, by the way. That filled a need. Yeah, a lot of our chickens were old and were dropping dead. I mean, they live forever here on the ranch. It's crazy, but they were just 12 years old, things like 14 years
Well,
old.
it's so beautiful there, and they're eating so well, and they're in such a high vibrational spot right now. I feel like they upgraded. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. They
Thank
thank
you.
you.
Do you have something to say, Gail? I know you can't carry.
I do, because you both just brought up a really important point, because one other little piece, this pertains to one other piece of the workshop that we're going to teach, but marketing. We're marketed to from the day we're born, if you think about it. And Rebecca hit the nail on the head when she talked about fear being the lowest. Integrity and authenticity are a couple of the highest frequencies that there are.
It's higher than love, wasn't it?
Yes,
I
quite a bit
look at that
higher.
and I go, wow,
Yeah.
authenticity is higher than love. And it does make sense if you look at the big picture.
And so the reason this becomes important is because, part of what Rebecca and I, our missions are to empower people in ways that we can, because she was correct in saying, we have the ability to heal ourselves. You know that too, James. I mean, we do, but we get told otherwise. We've been marketed to look outside, for healing. So one of the pieces that we've added this year is a section on developing your intuition and using your own intuition, your own inner guidance frequency meter as a tool for discernment. Asking yourself, how does whatever you just read or watched make you feel? And I have just gotten to a point where if somebody will send me something, of course, we all are being bombarded. So it's like, I may or may not have time to watch it, but if it looks intriguing, I know within 30 seconds whether this is going to be something that resonates for me, with me, as opposed to not. And there's so much fear mongering going on right now that it gets incredibly noisy. And this is where the Rife machines can come in very handy. And one of the things we'll do with the pearl is a, it's big enough that you can treat all the people and plants in the whole room. Okay, the plants respond very well to it too. And so we will do set a particular frequency. We'll determine that at the time and have people pay attention to how they feel before and after. And also, like you said, I mean, one of the biggest things is be kind to each other. Recognize when somebody might need a hug, they might need a just a smile, some a little bit of service toward our fellow human is going to go a long way. Because if we watch how we're all being distracted and told things so that we're angry at people, we're annoyed, well, that doesn't solve anything. But when we are acting in that service, those higher frequencies, that benefits not only yourself, but them. It benefits everybody. It benefits your animals. It benefits, your plants, everything that's in the vicinity. So,
My motto is act like you're stupid and keep asking questions. I don't understand, why, and just keep asking questions, and then pretty soon they go, oh crap, they have to look at themselves. It works for me anyway, but and bad humor always.
Bad humor is awesome, and you do have some good ones.
When people are laughing, when in my own near-death experience, when I went up to the source and was in that cradle, of bliss, whatever you want to call it, that's what I realized, that pure unconditional love and joy and bliss was the true nature of God. And so when you're laughing and you're happy and you're doing what brings you joy, you're closest to Creator. And so that's where the bad jokes come from. And also too, after some of these bad jokes, nobody's gonna ever follow me, and I don't want anybody to follow me. I want them to make their own personal God connection, and not, I don't want to be anybody's guru,
We're all here to help each other.
I know some of the those frequencies. A lot of people are dealing with all kinds of, like I'm saying, environmental factions and toxins and things like that, especially mold right now.
Mold, yeast, and fungus is really, we're really getting hit with that hard right now. And I think it has something to do with the heavy metals that we're being exposed to, because that's sort of like the body's defense mechanism against the heavy metals. So I think that's partially what's behind it. Also, the food, if you look, almost everything processed has citric acid in it, which is grown on genetically modified mold. So I'm seeing really big hits of mold in people that don't really have high mold exposure, and I suspect it's coming through the food.
I've seen some of the stuff that's showing up in food nowadays, like heavy metals, graphene, all that stuff is just ridiculous. And I found out a long, long time ago, there was a certain company, I won't mention their name, but they're putting it in the cereal to give it more weight. So they could say, okay, this is 16 ounces, but two or four of those ounces are things you should not ever put in your body, that and this was happening, God, a long time ago. That was back in the 90s, that we were noticing this.
Well, now what they're doing is they're cutting down on the weight of things, I think, because the price of food so being so high. So I make bread, and I buy these 1,000 gram bags of flour, which makes two loaves of bread, and I stopped weighing because I know it's 1,000 grams. I just dumped the whole bag in to make two loaves of bread. Well, I weighed it the other day and it came out to like 920 grams or something, and I was like, I have to add flour. Like, it's not 1,000 grams anymore. So,
A lot of the boxes are smaller or half empty. That's what I've noticed. It used to be full to the top, in the old days, and now you open it up and it's maybe two-thirds full, and or a smaller box, one or the other, and it's priced more, than what it was before.
Yeah, so you gotta weigh your you get you weigh your 5 pound bag of potatoes, make sure there's actually 5 pounds in there because you're paying for it.
I mean, most of these cereals, the box is more nutritious than the cereal itself,
That is true.
and less damaging to your system. I when I was looking at that, was it a Power versus Force? I think it is. They were
Yes.
checking people's frequencies, and with that group out there, and I got a call from them, and they were doing it, and they said, "Hey, we did a thing on you. I hope you don't mind, And I said, "No, I'm fine. Go, like this." And they told me I was off the scale. I shouldn't even be here. And I go, "I agree. I feel like I shouldn't be here either. I think there's a lot of other places I'd rather be than here right now." But yeah, it's kind of funny because I don't like to toot my own horn. That's my least favorite thing, is to talk about myself or anything else. But I keep getting feedback from all these people with all these devices and measuring devices and everything, and I keep getting the same thing, the same feedback, and I'm making sure it doesn't go to my head, and I don't start a program like I'm at 1200, or something. Come join my 1200 club for only, $5,000 a weekend. You can be a 1200 too. It's like that's. It's sad, I've seen these avatar programs where you can become an avatar for like $10,000 on in a weekend, and I go, I think it takes a little longer than a week, a little more work, before you become a master, ascend, or become enlightened. To me, it's an ongoing process. It doesn't end. Like I was on Nino Rodriguez's show, and he was talking about that, and I said, after 40 years of intense study with elders around the world and the near-death experiences and all the other stuff I've had, I still am the first to admit, I don't know anything compared to what is to know out there. And since all the research I've been doing into all the ancient scrolls and the tablets and everything else, I'm realizing now that everything we've been told is a lie, that our history goes back millions of years on Earth, not just the 2000, where, and actually we're not alone in the even the Anunnaki scrolls say there's 47 advanced civilizations out there, and they said some planets you don't want to go to. You do not land on that planet, but it's really interesting now. All this is coming out now, and I don't know how anybody in their right mind, emphasis on right mind, can still be in denial that, we're it. We're the only ones in the universe, and in denial of the frequency medicine and the fact that we're just condensed consciousness and energy, and we're not really physical. We think we are. We're not just a body and a personality, which they're trying to trap us in, that we're frequency beings and we're souls that live on a vibrational continuum all the way back to source. They're just trying to keep us attached to the body and the material world, and they control all of that. And take this pill and you'll be fine. You know, eat this food, drink this beer, drive this car. You know, it's just like goes on and on and on. And
Outsourcing everything, especially like the beauty community, beauty and the wellness community. I just said yesterday I was working with a bunch of kids, and I was like, if you guys could just see your own beauty and your own light, it would be so much. You might not even be able to look at it, because we're always looking outside of ourselves and comparing ourselves. But we have it all, and it's really, really beautiful.
Well, anyway, once I don't have my calendar. When is your event? Your event's coming up. What are the dates?
The last weekend of July.
24th, 25th, 26th, I believe. I don't know. Let me see here.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome event, folks, when you go to it. I mean, you're going to learn some amazing things and solutions, which I think are really cool. Plus, you get to hang out and watch all the UFOs and the higher dimensional beings popping in, and who knows, you might have a spontaneous healing, which happens on a regular basis. If not spontaneous healing, then energetic healing from one of these miraculous machines. What else too I wanted to talk about too is that I'll have to get the information and run this by you, but there's some people are saying they have technology beyond med bed and things like that, and actually it's free. I mean, they aren't charging, which to me lends a lot of credibility. But I'm going to get that information. Maybe I'll do a show on it and run it by you or something and see what you think about it. But I'm really looking into alternative healing technologies, and hopefully, it eventually have that here on the other third down 30 acres on the ranch and the med beds and all that stuff. But I know there's stuff now that works pretty well, and that may not be as good as the military med beds, but we'll do a show and delve into these things and see the good and the bad, the good, bad, and the ugly, see what works and what's kind of a scam, because there's a lot of scams out there that don't do what they say they will.
A lot of people just want, just charging a lot of money for something that does a very, very little bit.
And that's I want something that works. I don't want to, I have some top scientists, people that they used to be lead scientists, Area 51, things like that can look at things and know exactly what's what, and we'll get the good stuff here eventually. But anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately. Thanks for coming on the show, and July 24th, hopefully everybody will sign up for this event. And there's other events going on, constantly. Check out the website. Peter Slattern, a major event coming up, and when Peter and I get together, it's insane. I mean, the ships, the entities that come, the photographs and videos are just crazy.
I'm
But
gonna have to come up for that,
yeah,
definitely.
definitely bring your machines.
Will
Bring
do.
your machines, and I'm sure people would love to get treatments, during that. All right, well, I've got to sign off again. Anyway, thanks so much for all your support and the healing work you've done with me and the other people on the staff here, and keep up the great work. And I think, as far as being examples, of people that do practice kindness and are loving, I think both of you fit the mark on that. And I think that's why we're friends.
Definitely. Thank you, James.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, everybody, have a great evening. We've got to sign off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and don't fall for the nonsense out there right now. Excuse my language, but it's a shit show right now in ufology. It's a reptilian F fest, and let them work it out. And you might want to try something else, another avenue right now. But anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
door right there that goes into the inner earth. Yeah, it's a light door that opens up. We see ships coming out. Oh, there's another one. There's a cave up at the top right. There's a cave up there. The ships come out of it. We've got a lot of film of them just flying right out of the mountain. And then the big door is right in the middle where that light's going off. See how it's kind of a... Whoa! That's the door, yeah. Whoa. Look at that. Okay, the roads aren't open. There's no way to get up there. Three of them. Yeah, there's a party. This is about 25 right now, I've filmed. Look how bright that is. Yeah, look how big it is. Yeah, it's totally powered up.
I mean the camera, I'm sorry.
That thing's going, yeah, it's huge. It's like lit up. This looks the same as the ones that have been flying around Peter's. Peter's been getting these ones with the same colors. It's like starlight almost. The Dipper. Those two just crossed. This is coming in right over the house. One's going right through the Dipper. Well, another one. They're just crisscrossing each other.
Look at that. Oh, that was a zoomer.
It's the same group. It's probably Palladian ships. Oh, here's one coming up under it. Yeah, see, there's no running lights or strobes on these, so they're definitely UFOs. Here they are, going through the trees again. This one slot just keeps having ship after ship going through.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.